Shin Chavav Sif Aleph. Also, Lichoitz Kol Gufo Yafilo Kol Eiver Ve'Eiver Levado Yafilo Ma'im Shuch Me'eru Shabbos. And Shabbos was not allowed to wash himself with warm water, even though warm water was heated up before Shabbos. The issue is, if he's washing his entire body, even if he does limb by limb, and eventually gets to the entire body, it's also awesome. And this issue is Veinamei Mekli, Veinamei Mekaka, whether the hot water is in a kli, or it's in the ground. Lishpach Ma'im Al Gufo L'Shtatif, also. He's not allowed to even take a shower with warm water that was heated up from before Shabbos. Even though there's no cooking on Shabbos, there's a gzeira, the rabbanon, that you're not allowed to do that. Avam muta lichotz behem panu yod v'raglav. You're allowed to wash only with water that was heated up before Shabbos. Your hands, your feet, and your face. And the Ramah continues, oy shari varim kol shen reichos kol gufo. He says, it doesn't mean dafki, hand, feet, and face, but it means parts of your body, not the whole body. This is all if it's water that's heated up by fire, but it's naturally heated water to various springs, or whatever hot springs you go to, then it's permitted. And also, surely it's permitted to use cold water to wash your whole body. Mishnah Berurah brings a poskim that the minhag is not to wash one entire body in any type of water, because a chashash, he may come to squeeze out his hair, which is the rabbanon. What does Shabbos have? Today, dafke v'karka, but kli loy does it lechlufi chami ul. If you have hot water from a natural spring, so if it's in a pool in the ground, it's all right. But if it's in a kli, then people confuse it with other hot water that's heated up by fire, and therefore it is also even chami tveri. Mishnah Berurah brings a kula that a person who has a lot of tsar, it is possible that it is permitted to wash oneself with hot water that's heated from before Shabbos, and it's to take a full shower. So, in times of dire need, there is room to be makel of taking a shower with water that's heated up before Shabbos.